This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Psalms talks about the perverse heart, the blighted heart, and the wounded heart. The older I get, the more I realize I come in contact with wounded people every day. I may be wrong in this, but I have a theory that if you're over 30, you probably have been wounded. And I'm talking about a deep wound, where somebody's hurt you deeply. And so people have wounded hearts. Most people have wounded hearts. We come to church every Sunday with wounded hearts, wounded by another person, wounded by a loved one, wounded by people close to you. The Bible in Psalms speaks of a dismayed heart, a proud heart. And get this, we can have a heart that is drawn to that which is evil. Have you ever thought about your heart as being something that's drawn to evil? When you read a newspaper, what do you instinctively go for? What draws your eye? You're watching TV, what instinctively are you drawn to? We all have hearts that are drawn to that which is evil to one degree or another. And then Jeremiah comes along and says, the heart is deceitful above all things, meaning you can't predict your behavior 100% because you can't predict your heart 100%. Pride comes before a fall. Don't ever say, well, I would never do that, I would never say that, and I would never think that. Well, it happens in every person's life where we do say things we would never say. And we do things that we would never do. And we do think things that we would never think. I want to share a powerful story with you that illustrates this, told by J. Allen Peterson. Wrote a book called The Myth of the Greener Grass. It's a book that frankly deals with the subject of affairs and adultery. In it, he tells this story. He said he was speaking in a distant city, not where he lived, and he was sick. He had to go to find a doctor, and someone recommended a physician. And he was in the physician's office undergoing an examination. He said the doctor was professionally trained, bright, and exuding confidence, until the doctor asked him a simple question. Mr. Peterson, what kind of work do you do? When I told him that I write books and speak on marriage and the family, that I'm a family counselor, the whole atmosphere in the office changed. He became quiet, subdued, and began unloading his cargo of regrets. Suddenly, the patient became the doctor, and the doctor became the patient, he said, Mr. Peterson, I wish I would have met someone like you before my divorce. I should have worked harder at keeping our marriage together. I had no idea what I was doing. And I had no idea that what I was doing was harming our two teenage daughters. Guilt, remorse, loss, failure, sagging self-esteem. He had bought the lore and the lie of the greener grass and the modern fantasy that divorce is no big deal. But the loneliness and estrangement was telling him another story. Then J. Allen Peterson says this, I wonder, why do we wait till we're neck deep in trouble and damaged before we realize we need help? Why do we wait until we are neck deep in trouble and damaged before we realize that we need help? What happened to this doctor that J. Allen Peterson talks about? His heart had conned him into believing something that wasn't true. His heart had convinced him that he could rationalize things that were wrong and there was no big price to pay. And he found out the heart is deceitful above all things. It is beyond cure. What's my point? That could be happening to somebody who's here right now. Third service today. Somebody whose heart is deceiving you, and you know it's been going on this week and this month. Your heart has been playing a con job on you mentally and spiritually and emotionally. Well, there's good news about your heart in this message, and we'll begin tomorrow's message by sharing that thought. The good news that you need to hear if you've been listening today and this week. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word. crosshope.org. God bless you. Thanks for listening to CrossHope.
You've been listening to CrossHope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.